A second five-year period for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative appears to be in store starting this fall. But the EPA's Cameron Davis notes the funding declined from $475 million in fiscal year 2010, the first year of the current round of the initiative, to about $300 million per year now. Davis says groups that want cleanup money have to be prepared for little or no increase in the 5 years ahead.
What we're doing with this action plan is recognizing the new fiscal reality that we're in and looks to set an ambitious course for what we can achieve, knowing that $475 million is not a very likely scenario per year in the coming years.
Davis also says in response to an assessment of the Great Lakes Initiative, the EPA is working on ways to make sure new grants go to projects that are not harmed by climate change.
We plan to develop criteria that help show what resiliency would look like for various kinds of projects.
Finally, Davis has some specific news for Wisconsin, saying that he anticipates continued major investments in reducing nutrient runoff to three priority watersheds in the Midwest, including the Lower Fox River and Green Bay.
Given the extreme ecological challenges we've seen with harmful algae and hypoxia in those watersheds.
This summer, the EPA is taking public comment on its draft Great Lakes Action Plan for the next 5 years and hopes to have the final plan ready by October 1st. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.